Many grocery stores offer organically grown food, as do some restaurants. The Denver-based fast food chain Chipotle, which has about 300 Mexican eateries, is moving in that direction. Chipotle has tightened the criteria for the meat it buys. It wants beef, chicken, and pork raised on vegetarian feed without antibiotics and with plenty of room to stretch. Chipotle has had a tough time finding suppliers, but instead of giving up, the chain is using its buying power to change the way farmers raise their livestock. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Someday, Chipotle founder and CEO Steve Ells would like to brag that all the meat served in his restaurants is raised in a manner he considers more natural than is the standard practice now. His aims fall short of the stringent requirements of organically certified meats, too costly for the fast food market. But he'd like to move away from the massive industrial farms where thousands of animals are kept caged in large metal buildings, as with some of the huge hog operations.
The pigs are in very cramped conditions. They smell terrible. I mean, it's very difficult to breathe in one. The pigs never see the light of day.
While the industry points out that pigs are well-suited to the industrial precision provided by its automatic feeders and sophisticated heating and air conditioning systems, Chipotle founder Steve Ells disagrees. A few years ago, he stumbled on the Nyman Ranch Pork Company. It contracts with farmers that raise pigs the old-fashioned way, without antibiotics and in rundown barns next to pastures where animals can roam around at will. Ells says this environment is kinder to pigs, and he thinks the animals taste better. On this Iowa farm, it's below freezing and there's snow on the ground. A dozen or so sows and their babies choose to stay in the barn. The little ones run around playfully and the sows root around in dried out corn stalks spread on the floor. Paul Willis with the Nyman Ranch Pork Company says this is how pigs should be raised. He says they're happier this way.
Well, if you raise pigs long enough, you know that certain sounds that they make, I mean, we would almost call this purring.
Purring pigs or not, Chipotle sells a lot more chicken burritos than pork, but so far the chain hasn't been able to find enough chickens to fit its standards. Part of the problem is that natural is a squishy term when it comes to commercial food. Chipotle's definition falls somewhere between detailed government organic standards and those for conventionally raised meat. A spokesman for the chicken industry says if Ells were a little more flexible with his criteria, he might be able to make the switch sooner. Richard Lobb with the National Chicken Council says, for example, the chain might consider changing its no antibiotics requirement, but other demands would require costly or unwanted changes for big producers.
Some people suggest we ought to throw heads of cabbage into the chicken houses to give the chicken something to peck at, by which you'd end up with a whole bunch of rotten cabbage heads inside chicken houses, and which would attract flies and bugs and so forth and other things that we don't want to have in a chicken house.
But Steve Ells is sticking to his guns. He thinks he can bring prices down because Chipotle buys 6,500 tons of chicken every year. His trump card in negotiating with big producers is Chipotle's fast growth. It's owned by hamburger giant McDonald's and has doubled in size in just the past few years. Ells says he expects to open many more restaurants in the future.
And so I think this will be good business for the chicken suppliers. And if they want to sell chickens to Chipotle, they'll have to raise them according to our protocol.
Ells has found one small company that sells the kind of chicken he wants, but it can't supply enough birds for all the chain's 300 restaurants. So Chipotle is offering special chicken in just a few of its outlets in New York and Washington, D.C., with plans to expand if farmers choose to respond to the restaurant's new demands. Jeff Brady, NPR News.